We want to remind everyone that they can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and at our upcoming show in Newark, New Jersey on December 4th. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, which, as always, is waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, I turn to you with some questions about this week's news. Bobcat, the doctors and nurses caring for the nation's only Ebola patient in a hospital in New York now have to deal with a new threat. The patient has somehow acquired what?
An attorney.
No.
This is a medical problem?
Well, it's more of an environmental problem. Let me give you a hint.
An allergy?
No. The only thing more deadly than the Ebola virus is a badly played rendition of Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Oh, a banjo.
Yes, he has acquired somehow a banjo.
That's like one of those desert island jokes. What would you rather be stranded with on a desert island? Ebola or banjo?
Yeah. It's like,
so let me tell you.
I think, can you imagine being in that hospital? It's like the guy next to him, he's got Ebola. Oh, no, it's worse. He's got a banjo.
Yeah, you might be smart like a, or dumb like a fox, and nothing will get you out of quarantine quicker than whipping out the banjo.
So it's
You're doing fine. You can go.
Reports from Bellevue Hospital in New York say the doctor is whiling away the time doing yoga and playing the banjo, which has the hospital staff secretly rooting for the virus. All right, look, Ebola. All right, don't kill him. But a little paralysis?
You guys better come up with a cure, because I got a buddy who's giving me bagpipes.
It is true, though. I mean, it's cheaper than a quarantine. The CDC is now handing out banjos to people that might have Ebola to isolate them. And now the problem is, in the hospital, other people think they have Ebola because their ears are bleeding.